on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, fellow Republicans. I'm Jill Douglas, and I'm running for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party. Qualified, trustworthy, and proven leadership is imperative for us, Republicans in Clark County, to win races in 2024 and to work together to build a strong, energized, well-funded, and well-managed county party. There is no other path to victory. The most important in-person vote is on Tuesday, July the 18th. I'm asking for you to attend and vote for me as the next Clark County Republican Party chairwoman. Success breeds success. My career of 30 years in the same industry and a 40-year marriage to a military husband raising four children to becoming successful adults and a loving grandmother to eight grandchildren give me the foundation of family values, personal responsibility, and loyalty to family and community, and are my strengths for this position. I would appreciate your vote on July the 18th for chairwoman of the Clark County Republican Party, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fix-It.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Another member of Congress coming out against Merrick Garland. Let's go to cut 5. Byron Donald from Florida was on with Laura Ingraham last night saying that Garland has got to be impeached. Listen to this.
Congressman, let's start with you. Do you think Attorney General Garland has committed an impeachable offense?
I think he has. And let's be very clear. You can't have the investigative arm of the IRS doing its job, wanting to bring felony charges, but then somehow with the political brass at the IRS and the political brass at the Department of Justice, it all gets slow walked. It all gets tamped down. They can't go get the necessary search warrants. They can't interview the right people. Some of the stuff that came out is they couldn't even pursue any use of the word Biden in some of their questioning. Like, this is how ridiculous this is. And so for the attorney general to not know, and to also add to this, the chief of staff to the attorney general not to know what's going on, makes no sense at all.
Well, not knowing would be ignorance, but would it be an impeachable offense? You would have to say that he's lying before Congress.
Yes, if he knew this, but even if he didn't talk about it in front of Congress, if he used the power of his office to slow walk and to obstruct these investigations, that is an impeachable offense, 100%.
Byron Donald from Florida, yet another member of Congress coming out and saying that Merrick Garland's got to go, he needs to be impeached. And don't be surprised if we don't see articles of impeachment in the next 2 weeks on Merrick Garland, because a lot of people are saying this guy's got to go. This guy is dirty. This guy is damaged goods, so to speak. Coming up, Jonathan Butcher will join us. He's a really smart dude and a senior policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation. He's been writing like crazy over the course of the last couple of weeks. Some really, really bad stuff that they've uncovered at the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. Oh, and by the way, John Velardita, our Clark County school teachers going to be going on strike? Might be. We'll hear from John Velardita. He is the executive director of the Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union. That's coming up in our next hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Floodwaters recede in Vermont, but rescues continue after 2 months of worth of rain fell in 2 days. And there's more in the forecast. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Over 200 rescues had to be made so far, many of them swift water rescues by boat. Vermont Governor Phil Scott.
The flooding we've seen is historic.
Senator Bernie Sanders calls it Vermont's worst natural disaster since 1927.
Thousands of homes and businesses, which have been damaged, sometimes severely. We're looking at roads and bridges, some of which have been wiped out.
Scott says they're assessing the damage and warns they're not out of the woods yet.
With rain in the forecast and nowhere for it to go, we could see waters rise again.
I'm Julie Walker.
A contentious hearing of the House Judiciary Committee as Republicans faced off with FBI head Christopher Wray. Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson tells the FBI director the Bureau has a big problem.
Director Wray, this is no time to mince words. The American people have lost faith in the FBI. All of our constituents are demanding that we get this situation under control, and we have to do that. That's our responsibility. This is not a political party issue, sir. This is about whether the very system of justice in our country can be trusted anymore.
But FBI Director Chris Wray says the Bureau helps protect against a staggering array of threats facing America.
The work the men and women of the FBI do to protect the American people goes way beyond the one or two investigations that seem to capture all the headlines.
Wray also rejected the Republican assertion that the Bureau was favoring the Biden family. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 86 points, the Nasdaq rose 158, the S&P advanced 32, oil up to $75.75 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Be thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. My name is Jason Hansen. I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 204. This is your KFCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. With temperatures between 106 and 115 degrees this week, Clark County and the city of Henderson have responded to excessive heat warnings with the opening of cooling stations. The city of Henderson opened two cooling stations yesterday. The city said in an announcement that the stations will stay open until Friday. Henderson's cooling stations are the Downtown Recreation Center, that's on Van Wattigan Road, and the Downtown Senior Center on East Texas Avenue. The Recreation Center is open from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., and the Senior Center is open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, Clark County also announced they will open several cooling stations on Friday. Those stations will remain open all weekend until next Monday. Now, a list of those cooling stations are available by going online. Go to clarkcountynv.gov/initiative/stay cool. New Orleans Saints running back Alvin Kamara has reached a plea deal. He'll do community service in connection with a scuffle at a strip casino last year. He was facing a felony count of battery with substantial bodily harm and a gross misdemeanor charge. He's pleaded no contest to that misdemeanor count of breaching of the peace.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at finlaymazda.com.
We are seeing some heavy flows as you try to work your way through that Dropicana construction zone on Interstate 15. It's affecting the flow of southbound 15 at Spring Mountain. You'll also tap the brakes as you work your way through there northbound 15 at Hacienda.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It's hard to believe, but it's going on right under our noses. I'm talking about critical race theory and all the other stuff that's being shoved down our kids' throat via education. There's a major expose just out from the Heritage Foundation. It involves Pearson, the world's largest education content publisher, the folks that make the books, making a commitment to, quote, embedding anti-racism in teaching and learning. That, according to a Heritage Foundation report. One of the authors of that report is Jonathan Butcher, a senior policy analyst for the Heritage Foundation. Jonathan, first of all, thanks for joining us. Amazing work in coming up with this. Give us what you got on it.
Well, thanks for having me. So Pearson is one of the largest education publishers in the world. They are the largest publisher of college textbooks in the U.S. And for those who have followed the company at all, they may remember that they were, you know, had Penguin Publishing. They were a part owner or full owner of The Economist magazine and Financial Times. So they have a pretty long reach. So I looked at their editorial standards that were on their website, and they stated very plainly that they wanted to embed anti-racism and other critical race theory pillars into everything that they do. Now, here's the catch. They now have a contract with the federal government because they own the company that runs the website called USA Hire, that the Office of Personnel Management, so the federal office that hires federal employees. So now Pearson has made a commitment to put anti-racism in everything they do, and they're creating the assessments and materials that federal employees are using to apply for federal jobs or to evaluate candidates for federal jobs. So this has pretty far-reaching implications.
Well, and what I hate, not only is it a kind of a backdoor approach to critical race theory, but they're creating new terms. You know, you've got the normal equity, but you also have, so what is intersectionality? That's a new one, and colonial discourse. Can you explain what those two things are all about?
So intersectionality has actually been around for a long time. That was one of the core ideas in critical race theory developed by Kimberly Crenshaw, who's a critical race theorist in the late 1980s. The idea with intersectionality is that individuals who are from minority ethnicities and who are female, usually, have overlapping identities. So if you are black and female and there are things in society that oppress you and you are doubly burdened, you are multiply burdened because you are female and you are a minority, and there's this intersection of your identities that defines your oppression. And this, I think, this concept of intersectionality, I mean, it's in California's ethnic studies standards, it's in Illinois' teacher certification standards. I mean, this is a concept that's found pretty regularly in states that are pushing critical race theory in schools. And I believe it's at the heart, really, of kind of this ideology that we are not agents of our own future. The American dream doesn't really belong to us. Rather, we're victims of things that happen around us, and so the society needs to change the way it does business in order to suit, you know, the lives of people who have intersectional oppression. It's a very cynical view of the world.
What can parents do to keep these concepts out of our schools? And is there an effort elsewhere across the country to do just that, right? Like Virginia and places like that?
There are, in fact. Virginia's Governor Youngkin, as well as the Governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, as well as lawmakers in Mississippi, Georgia, Florida, they have adopted policies that say that no teacher or student can be compelled or forced to believe any idea, but especially ideas that violate the Civil Rights Act of 1964. And by doing that, what you're saying is that you can't force a student to defend the idea that America is systemically racist. Or you can't require a teacher to go through a diversity training that says that white people are inherently oppressive. You know, all of these ideas that we've heard from whistleblowers. So that kind of proposal, I think, reinforces the Civil Rights Act. It does protect teachers and students. And then, frankly, there's the idea of school choice. I mean, allowing parents to choose how and where their children learn is really essential right now for state lawmakers to consider.
I know you have been very, very busy this summer. A recent piece in the Heritage Take talks about teacher absenteeism rates can result in significant learning loss. Are we finding that around the country?
Yes, there was a survey that was done of school officials all over the U.S. by the U.S. Department of Education last year, and they found that more than 70% of schools are reporting that teachers are more absent, that the rates of absenteeism among teachers is higher than both last year, so 2021, it was higher in 2022 than 2021, and it's higher than before the pandemic. So, you know, we're seeing right now really kind of a storm gathering of low student achievement on national assessments, and then perhaps the idea that teachers are not going to be there to help students catch up, especially in areas with high poverty and high minority enrollment.
Are you finding that teachers are taking more time off? I mean, are there numbers out there that indicate that they are taking more time off?
There are some individual studies that show that the rates of chronic absenteeism are elevated in some parts of the country. I think that the evidence that we have from the survey that the Department of Education did is some of the best evidence that we have. I mean, look, there was a study that was done specifically looking at teacher absenteeism a few years ago that found that teachers were more likely to be absent on Fridays and Mondays, which is suggesting that teachers are sort of taking long weekends in some cases when they are chronically absent. And I think that the union contracts that allow teachers to have more either days off or sick days than you find in the private sector are another reason that unions are actively working against student success.
Are these teachers gaming the system? I mean, this thing of we don't feel safe and so I'm staying away. Are they just gaming the system, or is this a legitimate beef?
Well, I don't think that it's true for every teacher, right, that they are trying to game the system. We know from research that a highly effective teacher, a teacher that really can meet with their students and helps them improve their skills, that can mean a world of difference for a young student's life. I think what we've got, in fact, are more that the level of disruption in schools is higher today. We also see that from surveys. And I think there's this issue of authority in public schools especially that is being challenged. And I think that teachers do not have the ability under the Biden administration to maintain order in the classroom, because the Biden administration issued a letter just a few weeks ago saying that you have to consider a student's race before you suspend or expel them, and that the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Education is going to be tracking this again. They did this under the Obama administration beginning in 2014, and this is one of the things that was a hot topic of debate when the Parkland disaster took place, because it was a policy that the Parkland school, the Broward County school, was using that took race into consideration and before they suspended or expelled students. So you've got a couple of things working against teachers.
Again, Jonathan Butcher joining us, the senior policy analyst from the Heritage Foundation, talking about education. And here in these parts, we have talked a lot about school choice. 60-70% of parents support school choice, yet the legislature just finished up their session, and they did nothing. They wouldn't even take up school choice. Elsewhere around the country, is there evidence that school choice is... going to become the law of the land?
Yeah, I mean, look, 2 years ago, we didn't have any states that had school choice available, private school choice available to every child in the state, and we now have eight states that have adopted programs that make school choice an option for every student in the state to apply. And that is really remarkable. We may see another in the coming weeks with North Carolina. And then it's the potential that Texas is going to go into a special session to consider parent options in education, too. So, you know, increasingly we're seeing state lawmakers around the country recognize the urgency to help students find schools that match, you know, their parents' values, and also will help them, you know, overcome this really... I mean, it's nothing short of catastrophic declines in math and reading.
Let me just ask you, and we've got those challenges. We are dead last out of everybody here in the state of Nevada. And I guess my question is, as you look at school choice, is this something that we have numbers, that we have statistics that prove that kids get better performances when they have school choice?
So we have research showing that student attainment, so finishing high school, is higher in states that have or areas that have private school choice options. We have evidence that graduation rates are higher. We have evidence that college enrollment and college persistence is higher from students who use private school choice options. We have the evidence that in areas where students attended charter schools and there was a higher rate of charter school presence, that crime rates are lower. So, I think the evidence is very strong, both in terms of student achievement as well as other civic factors related to, civic participation and community involvement.
Jonathan, I love reading your stuff on the Heritage Take. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Folks want to know more about what you're up to, the research you're doing, and the stuff you're putting out. Where do they find it?
They can find us at heritage.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at @JM_Butcher.
I love it. I love it. Jonathan, thank you so much, my friend. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
There you go. Jonathan Butcher, the senior policy analyst from the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, John Velardita, the executive director of the Clark County Education Association, the CCEA, better known as the Teachers Union. We'll talk about whether or not teachers are going to strike. Are they going to authorize a strike? Teachers don't have a contract for next year. And the teachers and support staff, they're due back on August 2nd. They're cutting it a little close, don't you think? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you're like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And